Closing arguments continue today in the criminal fraud trial against former biotech startup CEO Elizabeth Holmes. Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan has been following the Silicon Valley case for the past 3 years. She's outside the federal courthouse in San Jose. Alexis.
Hi, Brian. Today could be the day that this Silicon Valley jury starts deliberating in the case against Elizabeth Holmes. As you said, this case has spanned 3.5 years, a long time, and this case now in its 15th week. Holmes is facing 20 years in prison based on the government's charges that she used her company, her blood testing company, Theranos, to defraud investors and patients. Now, today will be the second day of closing arguments, and it'll begin at 9 o'clock Pacific time with Holmes' own attorney, Kevin Downey. He'll be talking about the narrative that he wants the jury to take away after this long, long trial. Now, during his closing arguments yesterday, Downey talked about that the government failed to tell the whole story about Holmes and Theranos. He said they did that to make it appear that Theranos had no viable technology when, in fact, it had engaged in talks with 7 multinational pharmaceutical companies for a number of years. He also talked about some evidence. He showed evidence that Holmes put investors directly in contact with some of these pharmaceutical companies to counter the idea that she was not transparent, as the prosecutors had said. He also talked about that very powerful board of directors that Theranos had impaneled that included former secretaries of states and political heavyweights to say, look, these people were no cronies of Elizabeth Holmes, and had she been a criminal, she would have looked to have yes people on her side, really. So earlier in the day, we heard from the prosecution, the government's attorney, Jeff Schenck. He gave a 4-hour closing argument. That's a long time, even for a federal case like this, with 20 years with Holmes facing in prison. In his closing, he called Theranos a house of cards. He emphasized that Holmes made false claims about her contracts with contracts with the military. Those turned out not to be true. Also talking about exaggerations that she made with her pharmaceutical engagements with Theranos. He also focused on the company's claim that it could have comprehensive blood tests from a finger stick. That's that technology where Holmes had at one point said hundreds of tests were possible from a little drop of blood. Now, I'll be going into the courtroom in just a matter of a couple hours here, and we'll have more for you as the day proceeds here. But again, this could be the day that the jury starts deliberating, and they are certainly going into a tough period of time here with the end of the year and holidays in play. Brian, Julie?
Yeah, maybe they'll be a little more anxious to deliver a quick verdict. We'll see what happens in this very hotly anticipated and watched case. Thanks, Alexis. Appreciate it.